Why am I the only one in this meeting with a mask on?
That's a good question. Well, Clint, that was quite a crazy finish there. Please walk us through that finale from your perspective, please.
Gluck, where the hell have you been? You're sunburnt. My God. What'd you say?
Yeah, walk us through that wild finish there, Clint.
Yeah, I needed those guys to, when they decided to wreck each other, I needed them to do that just a little, hold the two up just a little bit more. The two got into the six, got into me and tore my car all up. I really needed them to do that just a little bit later. I wasn't going to have any trouble apologizing to Brad for dumping him at the end, but I couldn't catch him.
Good deal.
I'm sticking to it.
Good deal. We're going to open up the floor for questions. If you have a question for Clint, please raise your hand. We'll call on as many people as possible. We are going to start with Bob Pockers. Go ahead with your question, Bob.
Bob, you got to unmute. I can't hear you, Bob. Working for a...
Try it again, Bob.
All right. Sorry about that, Clint. How important was that for you, considering, you know, kind of a disappointing Charlotte with the suspension piece breaking?
To me, yeah, Charlotte sucked. I was really glad to be out of Charlotte. You know, we really wasn't very good today. I was kind of frustrated with the way we ran, to be honest with you. I mean, we could kind of get to the top 10. We got jumbled up on pit cycles. Coulda, woulda, shoulda there. You know, I think we capitalized, obviously, at the end. Probably should have pitted once and it bit us. But just kind of a track position game, really. Once you got up front, I was two or three tenths faster and somehow finished second. I would think we were probably legit. We were probably around a 10th place car tonight, which honestly is a little bit uncharacteristic. I thought that we were going to have a shot at leading some laps and running up front. Frustrated with the way we ran, but satisfied, to say the least, with being able to be on this wonderful, awkward Zoom call with you, Bob.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Jeff Gluck. Go ahead with your question, Jeff.
Clint, I know you love Bristol and, you know, everything about it. So what was the experience like, you know, racing at that place with no fans? How different was it just being there and that whole thing?
Starting to bother me. You know, Jeff, we're starting to see other racing and people in the stands and everything else. And this is such a special place and you don't realize. Congratulations, Brad. You know, you hit the damn six car into me and wiped me out. If they would have held you up a little bit more, I was going to be apologizing. This would have been an apologetic interview right here. I was moving Bradley.
Instead, I was underneath him. And he came
his ass got
me.
The trophy, and I'm pouting about it. Congrats.
You did great.
You did greater. You did greater.
No, it's amazing what you can do with your eyes closed.
Did you hear that? I'm closing my eyes next week. Where the hell are we going with this? Oh, fans. Yeah, it's, you know, you're starting to see racing going on with fans in the stands and social distancing and stuff like that. A place like Bristol is, honestly, it's the first time I really felt like, man, it's empty. You know, I kind of felt that empty feeling where, you know, even racing out there, it's just, you can feel the vibe. Like that deal with the 9 and the 22, you get out of the car right there and this place would have been standing on end, you know. It would have been erupted. And without that, it's just kind of like, well, I guess we'll go home. So I'm ready to have fans back, is what I'm saying, Jeff. I think it's time.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Yep.
Our next question will come from Michelle Martinelli. Go ahead with the question, Michelle.
Hi, Clint. In the last several days, there have been protests nationwide, including in Charlotte, about police brutality and justice for George Floyd, and that's dominated the headlines across the country. What is your reaction to that?
Yeah, it's very sad. You know, heart goes out to everybody involved. I mean, it's just praying for everybody. It's very sad to see every angle, every aspect, everything you're seeing. Very, very sad.
What specifically is sad about it?
That was my answer.
Thanks.
Our next question will come from Stephen Conley. Go ahead with your question, Stephen.
Clint, this is going to be the first time since we've come back that we've got a full week in between races. How much, what's that, Clint, how much is this going to mean for you guys as a team going for a full week in between two races heading into Atlanta? Are you going to be able to spend some time at the shop with the team?
Yeah, it'd be nice to have a week, you know, to actually kind of reset. I mean, everything – racing two nights a week is no problem. I mean, we've all done that before. Usually it was, you know, Saturday and Sunday. When it's mixed of Sunday to Wednesdays, it doesn't give you much time in between either where to just kind of, you know, sit back and have a conversation with the guys. They're digging as hard as they can, trying to play catch up, trying to get cars to the racetrack. We're doing the same thing, just trying to get to racetracks. Rules are changing left and right as we go, you know, as everybody learns with this pandemic and everything of different states and different guidelines. I mean, you know, we're still, our buses are outside the track, but we couldn't, still couldn't bring anybody in here and, you know, drive us home. So, I mean, it's just, still, you know, adjusting to all that. And it's actually just moving forward, just trying to figure out, you know, a path. But, that week is certainly helpful on all behalfs, all fronts with our, you know, industry to sec, you know, even NASCAR. I mean, I can't imagine how hard those guys have been working, how many phone calls, how many meetings, how many of these damn Zoom meetings they've been on with state and health and all the people, you know, we've all been a part of that. Our shops are trying to adjust and learn and be safe, you know, because we all have to have that or we can't put on a show. So, you know, this week will be a good week for everybody, including this turd right here that won the race.
Thanks, Clint.
How you're gonna kick me again in the nuts? How old did I was 41. So now you're 42. This is where I'm gonna insert a middle finger when you guys can't see it.
I'm gonna go next to Andrew Curlin. Go ahead with the question, Andrew.
Clint, yeah, you described an eventful finish from your seat. It seemed like an eventful race all day long. When we return to Bristol, it's going to be an elimination race in the playoffs. Could you kind of give a preview as to what we could see given today was crazy?
Yeah, I mean, more of the same, and that's Bristol, man. I mean, it's the short track racing. It's you put a I-70. I grew up, you know, going to I-70, and it was just like this place. They called it the action track, and when you pull in here, you know all hell's going to break loose. You don't know where it's coming from or where it's going to be or how it's going to be. Or who's going to be the benefactor, or who's going to leave pissed off. I mean, that's just short track racing at its best, and nobody does it better than Bristol.
Thank you, Clint.
You know, I plugged him. Yeah, the old Prez is sitting over here, so I figured I'd give him a plug right there. So
our final question for Clint will come from Chris Knight. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Clint, good job on the run today. I was just curious, were you surprised that a caution didn't come out when Chase and Joey got together? And if it did, would you have anything for Keselowski on the restart?
Well, my plan was to move him when I got to him, so I'd have probably done that. But I was a little bit surprised. As hard as contact as they made, you know, I was Brett was keeping me informed. He was right on it, and he kind of said that he was going to go green and needed to try to get up there to the two, and that's what we did. They did – that was the right call. They kept forward momentum, and everybody was by him. It wasn't unsafe. You know, I mean, I think, I mean, I do this a lot, man. I don't just do this on Sundays. I have dirt late model teams that run. I watch racing all the time on all different forms of racing. And that was the right call. That was a call that any sanctioned body would have made.
Thanks.
Well, Clint, thanks for taking the time to join us and good luck down the road. Take care now.
Bye.